This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing. This is an audio series that is going to focus on what the economic, geopolitical, and other fallouts are going to be based on the situation in Ukraine. Now, you may think at first glance or at first blush, what does it have to do with you as a lawyer? Well, it has a lot. As I've developed and grown as a leader, I've had to look ahead more and more and more. We all got a big wake-up call March and February 2020, you know, with the whole pandemic situation. And because I looked ahead and I made a number of moves and changes, Speakeasy was able to weather the storm and things were okay, thankfully. I also realized at that time I have an obligation to speak to you, my customers, and my listeners and my readers, because without you, we wouldn't be in business. Consequently, without you thinking about your clients, you may experience problems that will shock you. So this audio series, I consider it to be vital that you listen to it. There's nothing to be sold here, so you can relax. But this information, you definitely need to hear it about your practice area. The first practice area I'm going to go into is personal injury, specifically auto accidents. This includes truck accidents and motorcycle accidents and all that, but mostly auto accidents. A number of you are our clients that deal with auto accidents, and a number of our listeners and readers are personal injury attorneys that deal with auto accidents. We're going to be going into family law on subsequent audios, criminal defense and DUI, estate planning, bankruptcy, etc. So there are many things to consider about personal injury and your clients. Now, my thoughts and my assumptions may be right, they may be wrong, but take them to heart and start thinking about your clients and what the implications are going to be. I'm going to spell out a number of things that I see. And again, I welcome and want your feedback. Please do not hesitate at any moment to email support@speakeasymarketinginc.com. Tell me your thoughts. Tell me I'm an idiot. Tell me I'm smart. Tell me, oh, you haven't considered this. Or tell me, oh, your analysis is helpful, but here's a tweak or a nuance on it. If we all give feedback and I repost that out, which I will, everyone will benefit even more, because I'm not, the Oracle Omaha here. I don't know everything. But here's what I do see. So I don't know how you would do this, but if anyone does not have gap insurance on their personal vehicles and they can afford it, I probably would say they should look at it. Because as you may know, the cost of used cars and new cars has gone up tremendously. And with gas going up literally at this point every single day due to the supplies not coming from Russia anymore and Ukraine, gas prices at the pump look like they're going to go between $7 and $10 a gallon all over the U.S., depending on where you live. And that's no exaggeration. For listeners in California, from what I've seen, it's already $6 plus, $7 plus. Been told of a few stations in Florida that are $5 plus. I'm here in Texas. It's only $4 now. But a week ago, it was $3.20. So it's going up like crazy. So gap insurance premiums are going to have to go up because the cost to repair a car, the cost to drive a car, the cost to replace the car is all going to go up. Again, used cars have gotten a lot more expensive. So have new cars. And there are chip shortages. As we all know, modern cars are like computers on wheels. Without chips, no car. Doesn't run. Can't work. So gap insurance. Imagine if you're in an accident and your car gets totaled, but you don't have gap insurance. And now there's a huge deficit between what the insurance company will give you for the value of the car versus you having to get a new one. So gap insurance may be absolutely critical. With your clients, not really much you can do that I know of, but it's just something to point out. Again, I mentioned insurance premiums. They are definitely going up. If you deal with anyone that's high risk and they have to get like SR22 or DUI-related insurance, that's already crazy expensive. It's going to get even more expensive now. So insurance premiums are going to go up. Gas, obviously, as we discussed, going up. Uber and Lyft is going to go way up. Again, taking care of your car and getting transport and all that has always been vital. If you're able to work at home, wonderful, but many folks are not. So the cost of having and maintaining and using a car is all going to go way up. So if you're doing personal injury, auto accidents, a lot of attorneys say, oh, I don't worry about the car part of it. That's for the client to handle. And I understand you don't normally get money for that. But in the climate right now, I think it would be a tremendous differentiation point if you say to your potential clients, yes, I can represent you on the injury side and all that, but we see that people are having a lot of transport and gas related issues. So we also do have some resources for you on that end. And I think that'll be tremendously beneficial for you guys and gals that do auto accidents. Now, I know that it's not yet another thing you want on your plate or need, but if there's a struggle to get clients and cases, as there always is, and personal injury is very competitive, you need every advantage you can get. So I would not overlook the car aspect of what's going on with people, because it's going to become critical. You may have plenty of people that, again, have been in an accident. Insurance totals the car. Maybe they do pay what the car is worth, and at least the person breaks even. But now they're going to go out and get a new car. What if there's no cars available because they have a chip shortage? What if the cars now are $10,000 more than they used to be because prices have gone up for new cars? What if used cars, they've gone up, let's say, 50%? What if that represents a $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 increase or more? People may not be able to afford it. So the car aspect of personal injury, I think, is going to become very important. Parts, that's another one, car parts. People are going to go more towards repairing their cars instead of getting new ones. So I don't know all the factors that go into an insurance decision on whether to total a car or not, but there may be situations where it would be better not to total a car and fix it, or maybe worse. There may be shortages of various parts as people are mining junkyards to get, you know, the microchips that they can't get for existing cars to run them. So that may be important. You know, some cars are gas guzzlers. There's going to be a push towards cars that are more energy efficient. So what you may see in the market, I don't know, is you may see more gas guzzlers versus fuel efficient ones. Because if people are having a hard time getting a car and gas is so expensive, they will probably be pushed into more fuel efficient models, which may leave gas guzzlers easier to buy and maybe more affordable. But very quickly, they'll get very expensive because of the amount of gas that they use. Another thing to realize is that people are getting squeezed by inflation, which, you know, is incredibly high. You know, the government says 7% but I think when you go to the store and you see that groceries are up 50, 100 or 150%, which is what I'm seeing directly and other people I speak to are seeing, that's more than 7% that's reported. Again, rents have gone up 20, 30% in a lot of areas. Property values have gone way up, so it's much harder to buy a house. Interest rates are scheduled to go up, which will make it harder to borrow money or to buy a house and be able to afford less. So there's all these pressures. What they're doing is they're squeezing people so that people have to allocate more of their money towards rent, food, and energy, and transport. Those four things. Everyone's going to get crunched into those areas, and discretionary spending must go down because there just won't be as much money to go around. I don't know how all this is going to play into whether to settle or whether to litigate a personal injury case, but I would guess because of the monetary pressures, people are going to be even more likely to settle, and the insurance companies for sure will know this. They may play more hardball or offer lower settlements now because their costs may very likely be going up. Maybe they have 100,000 policies that are not set to expire for 7 or 8 months, and they can't raise rates right now, so they got to bear the increased costs of payoffs and premiums and all that stuff. So that may be a factor you need to pay attention to, is it may change the calculus of whoever you're dealing with. Another thing is waiting for medical care could be an unanticipated problem that's even worse than before. So I'm sure, as you know, if a potential client waits a month, then they say they have whiplash or whatever it is, their case may be heavily compromised because they didn't get medical care right away. Well, now with COVID, long COVID, possible complications from vaccines, etc., insurance companies, it looks like from what I've seen in the data, they're starting to have to pay out a lot more than they were before due to this. You know, politics aside, that's just the reality of what I'm seeing and what's being reported by insurance companies. So if someone waits for care, believe me, the insurance company is going to be all over that even more than before, saying, we're not going to pay the claim. This has nothing to do with the accident, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the squeeze is on from all directions. I know that in states for personal injury, it's contingency. It's usually a third. If you go to trial, it's 40%. But still, the car aspect of this, I don't think can be ignored anymore by auto accident personal injury lawyers. So I hope this helps. And again, please email, call, write back. Let me know your thoughts. Am I way off base here? Am I on the right track? Am I missing something? Thank you very much, and I will report your responses en masse back out to the list. Again, my goal is to help all of you do better and thrive, even though things are getting difficult in many ways. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.